there's good news for your earbuds. The best indie music. Indie Nation.
Stupid people that make the news. News of the stupid. And the false accusations made against me. Word.
I guess they're stupid to prove it innocent. Cause they're making soda needs to incriminate. Can we incarcerate? How about we vaccinate? So from common sense they will no longer deviate. I guess they're stupid to prove it innocent. Cause they're making soda needs to incriminate. Can we incarcerate? How about we vaccinate?
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I've been reporting the news of the stupid for years. So this wasn't me. I didn't do it. You've got to believe me.
Slam the gavel, Judge Wapner got a grind.
Running my brain for days, how'd I get these black, white stripes?
Smartest guy in my house, that was me a week ago.
Blacked out, and now I'm the male Lindsay Lowe.
And you can throw the book at me, and I'ma not know how to read.
Can I just pay for my Mickey D's with this bag of weed?
I'ma jump inside a panda cage for a hug instead of a sleigh.
Then do each and all my business on a toilet store display.
This is obviously a case of misplaced identity.
Plus his face is too pretty for this backwards carved letter B.
If I can't purify this dumb, it's gonna kill me.
What's going on? Why these cop cars playing chicken with me?
To prove it innocent, cause they're making soda means that you incriminate. Can we incarcerate? How about we vaccinate? So from common sense they will no longer deviate. I guess it's stupid to prove it innocent, cause they're making soda means that you incriminate. Can we incarcerate? How about we vaccinate? So from common sense they will no longer deviate. So if you're innocent,
it's
let me
It's kind of blurry.
Come on, say one complete sentence.
I don't remember much.
So if you're innocent,
and I don't think I want to.
Come on, say one complete sentence.
And I think it went down like this. I was taping my podcast show. Next thing you know, everything goes black. I woke up with a way lower IQ and a blood alcohol level of 0.42. I never claimed to be a genius, but this was deranged. I started acting stupid like my brain was shortchanged. I tried to sell my baby on Craigslist. And then while robbing a bank, I handed them a driver's license.
Why?
Scratched my itch with a gun. It was loaded. Cleared cobwebs with a blowtorch and my house exploded. Then the moment I really feared, guilty on all charges for the dumbest person of the year.
I guess it's stupid to prove it innocent, cause they're making soda means that you incriminate. Can we incarcerate? How about we vaccinate? So from common sense they will no longer deviate. I guess it's stupid to prove it innocent, cause they're making soda means that you incriminate. Can we incarcerate? How about we vaccinate? So from common sense they will no longer deviate.
Stupid as child.
News of the stupid. Word up. Never thought I'd be making my own news. I can't brain today. People are stupid, and once again, they've proven it. Visit ManicMondays.net.
The shadow knows.
I'm a material witness on an aggravated battery with a handgun, and they believe this might be in retaliation to her testimony.
You're listening to
Stupid Discharge. Indie Nation listeners, welcome to this week's episode of Stupid as Charged. We're coming to you cyber live from several locations, and, well, let's get the attribution for our theme song, Stupid as Charged, by Carrie Dalby featuring Devo Spice, both members of TheFump.com. You can find them over at DevoSpice.com. Carrie Dalby does a podcast with the great Luke Ski. It's called Bad Rapport. You can find that at BadRapport.com. And, of course, both of them at TheFump.com. And let's get the introductions out of the way. Let's go with the lovely lady connecting remotely.
Yes, you can call my Google Voice at 606-536-0145. You can find me on Twitter as Cleta E. You can find me on Google Plus as Cleta Ambergy. You can email me as Cleta at indienation.fm. And as always, you can find us over on geekshed.net, #IndieNation, #Cleta, and #OmniDragon.
And let's move on to the mushy-gushy mugu type band, lovely lady sitting next to me in the studio.
I am Michelle, and you can find me on Twitter, Michelle George. I am Michelle George on Google+. You can call my Google voice at 734-288-8457, and you can email me at Michelle at indienation.fm.
And that was cute, Yippee. Cute, that word you like.
Aww.
Aww. Omni, help me. Get some testosterone in the room. Breathe fire.
What's going on around here?
I don't know, man.
Is it my turn now?
Yep.
Are you sure?
Uh-huh.
You can find me at twitter.com/OmniDragon. You can find me on Google Plus as OmniDragon and on my website at entertainmentmix.com.
And last but not least, well, probably least in the opinion...
Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez. Oh, wheeze. Well, I'm Lumpy. You can find me as Lumpy on Twitter. I'm also Lumpy at IndieNation.fm. The Google voice for the station's 818-81-INDIE. And in a couple moments, you can find me out in the backyard burying a dorky.
Yeah. Either that or he's going to be barbecued. I don't know, something.
Dorky snacks.
Yeah, he waits until we're on the air to start barking. He's been quiet for the past, 2 hours? Didn't make a peep while we were waiting, and you know, to go on the air. The second the mic goes live, it's like he knows it, and he takes that opportunity to make as much noise as he can.
You don't think it was the coffee beans I gave him?
That might have been it.
Oh, I see. Well, I'll try and not do that in the future. Okay, and I got the attribution, the contact information out of the way. Who's going to do our intro tonight?
This week's Stupid as Charged consists of 4 stories, which all share the theme of stupid, dumb, strange, weird, or in some other way are worthy of a dunce cap rating. In particular, this episode, being sure to use all applicable discounts with that stolen credit card, how not to use a motion detecting camera, and what, no more fish?
Yeah, and there's also one more we just added. I would kill the guy. Coffee Bandit.
Oh.
Wow.
Coffee Bandit would be in serious trouble.
And let's just move on to the first one, which is titled, Make Sure You Get Your Discount. This story from Record Tailspin led me back to the Saratogan, forces one to decide if the action was one of consideration or mere stupidity. It seems a Spa City man, Garrett McNutty, what an appropriate name, age 24, was attempting to use a stolen credit card. He, perhaps out of consideration for his victim, also attempted to use his Price Chopper's card to receive his discount. His stupid rears up strong about here. The thing that foiled his plan, that was that the Price Chopper's card was in his own name and not the name of the individual on the credit card. He's been charged with possession of a stolen property and identity theft.
Here's genius for you there.
That's brilliant.
I wonder if, like, you know, I could just picture this guy at the counter, like, if having stolen multiple credit cards. And, like, one of them's rejected. He goes, well, here, try this one. okay, Mr. Collins. I thought you were Mr. Smith. Well, how about this one? Okay, Mr. Jones.
Wow.
I mean, you know, come on, it just makes sense, though. I mean, if you're going to steal somebody's credit card, don't you have like an ethical obligation to get them their full discount on whatever you run up on it?
Oh, wow.
I mean, you know, and they say chivalry is dead among thieves. Come on. What are we going to rate this one, folks?
I think I give it about a 4.5.
I would have to agree. I give it a 4.5.
Oh, Omni.
I'll give it a 4.5.
My gosh. Oh, just to be different, I'm going to give it a 4. I mean, what the heck? Bunch of sheep. You're supposed to bring testosterone, Omni.
What, because he agrees with the score the women give, he doesn't have testosterone?
I didn't say that.
Uh-huh.
All right. Lumpy needs to be saved by the cue. We're going to play some Albert Collins. It's a blues tune. It's called Master Charge. Albert Collins is with us no more. You can find him over at Mevio's Music Alley. And you can find him over at... Okay, between the 5-year-old and the dog, we're going to have all kinds of fun.
Wow.
However, on that note, let's kick it back to the queue. We'll be back in about 5 minutes here at IndieNation.fm for more Stupid As Charged.
Yesterday, I said, honey, here's a present. Go out and shop around. Get a couple of dresses and browse around downtown. She did just what I told her. Bought 1, 2, or 3. Then came home looking silly, making goo-goo eyes at me. Master Charge, Master Charge, I bank a mail car. I bring a mail car. Master Charge. Master Charge. I bring a mail car. I said, did you get your dresses? She said, yes, 1 or 2. But I had to get me some shoes, and I needed some jewelry too. She had $200 dresses that I could have made, and I can't sew. $50 pair of shoes, and I thought you wore so-and-so. Said, what about the jewelry? As calmly as I could. She said, honey, you'll love them. They're pure African wood. Master Charge. Master Charge. I beg a mail car. Master Charge. I beg a mail car. Master Charge. Master Charge knows the thing. I beg a mail car. Let's charge it. Let's charge it. I could see in my mind I check my mailbox, cause these bills keep coming, yeah. Master charge, I bank a bill card. Master charge, master charge, I bank a mail card. Master charge, master charge, I bank a mail card. It run up all my bills. Charge it. Every time I look around, it's charge, charge. Let's charge it. All she can say, let's charge it. Master charge. Oh, I have a master charge. Oh, I have a Bank of America too. Master charge. Oh, would you mind charging it, please? Now look, you're getting too much now. You're too much charge, man. Let's charge it.
There's good news for your earbuds. The best indie music. Indie Nation.
Indie Nation listeners, welcome back to this week's episode of Stupid as Charged with Lumpy in the studio or remotely connected as Cluta, Omni Dragon, and Michelle. You just heard some Albert Collins. Again, you can find him over at Mevio's Music Alley. I believe he's on the Razor and Tie record. Great blues artist, no longer with us. And we've got more dumb criminal stories for you, don't we?
Yes, I have a story here from TMJ4. I'm going to call this, Is It Really All You Can Eat? A 6'6" and 350-pound man puts a restaurant's all-you-can-eat menu to the test after he ate a dozen pieces of fish. They cut him off. No more fish. Bill Wiss admits he's a big guy who can pack it away more than most people. He says it was false advertising. He calls the cops on the local restaurant when they wouldn't give him more fish because they were running out of fish. They finally gave him 8 more pieces of fish and sent him on his way, but that wasn't enough. He came back 2 days later with a picket sign. Says he will pick it every Sunday until they rethink what happened. But this is the kicker of the story. The restaurant says they've tried to work with Bill over the years, like letting him have a tab that he still hasn't paid off. And quoting Bill with, they do have like some of the best pizza in town if you like deep dish pizza.
Sounds to me like he just wants more food.
Oh, you think so? He sounds like a really hungry guy. And he haven't even paid off his bill and he calls the cops on them.
How much do you have to eat to make an all-you-can-eat restaurant run out of food?
Apparently 20 fish.
That reminds me of that episode of The Simpsons where Homer got thrown out of the all-you-can-eat restaurant. He was screaming and kicking.
They said all you can eat.
I remember that one. That's awesome.
I don't know, folks.
I mean, that has to be pretty embarrassing. I'm in front of a restaurant picketing. They're not giving me enough food. I mean, seriously.
I'm telling you, he just wants more food.
Yeah, it's
hey,
like,
guys, I'll settle for like 50 pieces of fish.
He's like the plant from Little Shop of Horrors.
Feed me.
Feed me Seymour.
Feed me all night long.
Feed me. You know what really tripped me out about Little Shop of Horrors, though?
What?
When they turned it into a musical.
Oh.
Oh. Some things should just not be done, okay? That would probably be on my list. That would probably be on my not on the bucket list.
I do have one musical that is on my bucket list if they haven't stopped making it yet that I absolutely have to see.
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
No, I've seen that a million times. I do love Rocky, though. But no, Spamalot. Monty Python, come on.
I don't think I've seen that one.
I haven't seen it either. That's why I really want to. We're getting so far off stupid criminals, it's insane.
Well, that's just stupid.
I'm going to give this a 4 dunce rating.
Cleta gives it a 4.
I agree with Cleta. I'm going to go with a 4.
You chicks. Go ahead, Omni. Give it a 4.
give it a 4.5.
Uh-oh. Well,
it's all on you now, Lumpy.
I know. Lumpy. Why did I do it that way? I mean, what were we talking about again? I don't know. I would even go lower, like a 3.5.
He just wanted to be different.
No, I just think it was about the guy wanting more fish.
Yeah.
I really do.
Feed me.
Feed me.
And you picked an appropriate tune for this one, didn't you, Cleta?
Yes, Food Belongs in Me by Nuclear Bubble Wrap.
You can find them over at Mevio's Music Alley, thefump.com, and I believe it's nuclearbubblewrap.com, but I'll double check that while we do the play. We'll be back in about 4 minutes, listeners.
You're out to eat with your girlfriend, you're upset. A small salad and a water's all she gets. Then she says she's fat and pukes in the bathroom. I'm on the road on a typical weekday night. I'm hitting all of the buffets in town you like. She'll never let you go there like I do. She wears short skirts, I break t-shirts. She's on a diet and I'm in the freezer. Scarfing down a cake, hoping one day you'll find that what you're looking for has been me the whole time. If you could see that I'm the one who wants to date you, promise that I clean up all my plate. You see, he who belongs in me, he who belongs in me. She's on the street wearing belts with skinny jeans, while my pants are all bursting at the seams. When I see a school bus, I think to myself, hey, is that a Twinkie? And while I admit I'm not smart as you may like, I can't do math cause it makes me think of pie. But I can tell you that your girlfriend's so wrong. She doesn't even save her grocery coupons. She eats rice cakes, I eat Jell-O. She's your cupcake, but I'll be your ho-ho. Hope you're not creeped out, but those love notes you found with chocolate fingerprints were from me the whole time. If you could see that I'm the one who wants to take you, promise that I'm clean up all my plate. You see, he who belongs.
Indie Nation. The new media order. All independent music, all the time. IndieNation.fm.
Indie Nation listeners, welcome back to this week's episode of Stupid as Charged. With me in the studio is the lovely Michelle. With us remotely is the lovely Cletta and the macho, manly, fire-breathing Omni. Right, Omni?
That's right.
Yeah. 220, 224, whatever it takes. And we're having a good old time. Hey, a couple things we didn't mention earlier in the show. We're always in Geek Shed Internet Relay Chat when we're on the air and we're on the stream. That's geekshed.net. We're in Pound Indie Nation. Also, again, real quick, Nuclear Bubble Wrap, Food Belongs in Me, was the one Cletta picked for her story this week. You can find them over at thefump.com and Mevio's Music Alley. And I was a knucklehead, and I didn't check Google for, you know, that link. So why don't Cletta or Omni think of something to say, and I can look for it. No pressure, guys.
No pressure, huh?
No.
Do you ever notice that you can talk and you can talk and you can talk, but the second someone looks at you or speaks to you and says, okay, talk now, that's when your brain goes completely dead?
You know, I could think of a way to use that to my advantage. Say something, Michelle.
Bite me.
Okay, it didn't work that time, guys. By the way, it is nuclearbubblewrap.com is the site. So you guys did just fine. See? Gave me enough time to look it up, and somebody's got the next story.
That would be me.
Oh.
In a story I am calling Roll On, Camera One, I found at Record Tailspin, Thomas McMartin is a former supervisor of heating and cooling at Robinson Pool. And he must have been a very lonely man. Mr. McMartin helped calm his urges by hiding a motion-sensing camera in the ceiling of the women's locker room for a better look at, well, what exactly happens in a women's locker room. The only problem is Mr. McMartin failed to remember that the camera was on as he installed it into the ceiling. This made the work of the police just that much easier, though, because it was either one of the naked undressing women on the film that planted it, or Mr. McMartin, who managed to get his picture taken as he installed the camera.
Oh, wow.
Let's call that one self-portrait.
Oh, that's just brilliant.
We had another similar one. Apparently, it was a unisex bathroom at a hospital, and somebody decided they would plant their cell phone there, and the first person who walked in noticed the red record light.
That's sheer genius.
And the only thing that was caught on it was him planting the camera. He also used to work at the hospital.
Wow.
I don't know, man. I just don't know. I mean, yeah, with all the porn on the internet, why would you have to go through that? I mean, really, okay.
Porn is free online.
Dude, send me an email. I'll send you links.
Seriously, porn is free online.
I mean, really.
And depending on how freaky you want to get, you can find some really weird shit out there, dude. So, you know, porn is free online, and it does not involve jail time. Well, unless you're file sharing the porn.
Or it's underage, naughty, bad stuff. Sick stuff.
I wasn't going there.
Yeah.
You guys are getting my attic drill.
I'm going to give this one a steady 3.
I still go with a 4 on this one.
She's a 4 girl. That didn't come out right. I'm sorry. Help, guys.
No, actually, I had a really funny thought, and I was debating on whether or not I should say it.
Well, I know how to make that work. Go ahead, say it. Oh, I mean, don't.
For play.
Oh. Okay. As I turn red, please, somebody. Another rating. Help. Coffee might work. No, coffee's not going to help. No booze in the house, damn it. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I give it a 3.5 because the guy was just really creepy.
A 3.5. Okay, Omni Dragon.
I'll give it a 4.
Oh, I guess that one's going to finish up a 4. So let's review here a second. We've got the, what do you mean, no fish? That one's going to come in at a 4, too. The stolen credit card and using, making sure you get the discounts is in the lead at 4.5. We do have one more.
Yes, but I still have to tell you my song.
I know.
The song I chose for this story is Camera Up Uranus by Robert Zeno. And I actually have to make a little side note here that it is Camera Up Uranus, not Camera Up Your Anus.
Oh, I get it now.
It all makes sense now.
Oh, and by the way, this is not a safe for work show, folks, just in case you didn't know. And it's certainly going to be better than a camera up my anus. Okay.
Aren't you getting to that age, though?
Yeah, actually, I haven't done that yet. Now, I think I'm going to take the advice of somebody I knew. I guess the day before, you could only have clear liquids.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, if that's your job, you better be used to it. I'm going to give it to you good, because I think Rolling Rock's a clear liquid. Okay. I mean, Rolling Rock is pale ale, right?
Oh, geez.
So when I have that done, I think a six-pack. You know, they say you got to fast.
Oh, yeah, you have to fast, but you have to drink...
clear liquids.
Well, not only that, because they want you to be clear, so you have to drink a nice big gallon of something called Go Lightly.
Yeah, and you know, it does not mean Go Lightly.
But. No. When I worked in the pharmacy, we actually had a nickname for it, and that was Go Lotly.
You know what? Before we go to the song, that reminds me of a joke, right? There's these three, let's say, certain ethnic people, and they wanted to get fertilizer for their garden. And first they got a cow, but it wasn't enough. So then they got a hippo, and it still wasn't enough. So then they got an elephant, and it was like, it was enough, but it was just kind of, you know. So they decided they'd stick a cork in it to let it build up. And then they were like all the sitting there, and they're like, okay, who's going to pull the cork? And the three of them look at each other like, I ain't pulling the cork. You pulling the cork? You want to pull the cork?
I don't want to pull the cork.
So they decided, to being smart and creative and crafty, they decided they would get a monkey. And they started the monkey with bottles and trained him to pull corks out of the bottle.
Oh, Lord.
You know, and then they trained him to climb up a wall and pull a cork out of a hole in the wall. And they figured, hey, he's ready. So the first guy, you know, they're getting ready to release the monkey. And the monkey is trained so well that he's like spastically pulls corks out of anything. Right. So the one guy's like, he's going to stand like 20 feet back. And he stands 20 feet back. And the other guy's like, no, I don't. I'm going further. He's like 40 feet back. The third guy's like 50 feet back. Well, I let the monkey out of the box. It runs up that elephant. It pulls that cork. And, well, let's just say the shit goes flying everywhere.
Oh.
Well, the second guy from the second guy back is buried up to his ankles and shit. Guy all the way back, it just gets a little bit on his shoes. The guy that was right in front of the elephant, he can't. He's gone. He's buried. So they start fertilizing the garden, and they're like, you know, maybe a couple days later, like, maybe we should look for Jake. So they dig him up, and he's fucking laughing his ass off. And he's laughing, and he's laughing, and he's laughing for, like, hours, and they can't even get him to stop laughing. And finally, they're like, look, you've been buried in shit for 2 fucking days. What the hell is so funny? He goes, you should have seen that monkey trying to put the cork back.
Oh, my God.
And on that note, where can you find Robert Zeno?
Oh, man. You can find Robert Zeno at experimentalartists.com.
And we're going to play Camera Up Uranus. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we'll be back in about 5 minutes with one more Stupid As Charged.
0 grams trans fat, 0 calories. All good, all of the time.
Indie Nation listeners, you're listening to this week's episode of Stupid As Charged. Hey, we want to give a shout out to Deer. He's listening over at Geek Shed Internet Relay Chat, which is geekshed.net in pound. Indie Nation, the best internet relay chat network on the planet, in my opinion. And, well, we've got one more story, so let's get our contact information out of the way. Let's start with the lady remotely connected.
Yes, you can find me over on Twitter as Claudia E. You can call my Google Voice, 606-536-0145. You can find me on Google Plus as Claudia Ambergy. You can email me at Claudia@IndieNation.fm. And you can always find me over on GeekShed.net, pound IndieNation, pound Claudia, pound Omni Dragon.
And Knowles, before we forget, paste your info in chat, and I'll get it up there. Knowles always joins us silently in Internet Relay Chat. But next, let's go with the lovely lady in the studio with me.
I am Michelle George on Twitter. I am Michelle George on Google+. You can call my Google Voice at 734-288-8457. And you can email me at michelle@indienation.fm.
And for Knowles, Knowles is... Knowles217Brian at Facebook.com. He's Knowles217Brian at Twitter.com. And Knowles217@gmail.com is what that last one should be. And our fire-breathing, testosterone-ridden dragon. How you doing tonight, Omni?
You can find me at Twitter.com/OmniDragon. You can find me on Google Plus as OmniDragon and on my website at EntertainmentMix.com.
And we have one more stupid criminal story, do we not?
A real-life coffee bandit. Robber holds a Manchester shop with a cup of coffee, according to Greater Manchester Police. Quote, a staff member from a nearby store told the Daily Mail, obviously it must have been terrifying for the shop assistant to be told to hand over the money, but some people around here have been joking as to whether the robber asked for milk and 2 sugars, too. I'm not sure, though, maybe this one should be for dumb cops instead of dumb criminals. According to the post on metro.co.uk, local police are asking anyone who recognizes the men in question to please contact the police ASAP. However, when you look at the picture on the post, they only have one photo showing a man with his face completely covered and the other assailant completely out of sight. But the post clearly states police are appealing for anyone who recognizes either of the men to get in touch as soon as possible. Yeah, I'll do that, but what exactly am I supposed to be looking for? A person with their face completely covered wearing a coat? I'm pretty sure I can pull that look off if you just
wow.
Yeah, this one reminds me of an episode of The Shield where Dutch was after the, quote, coffee bandit. The criminal they were after would fill up a cup of hot coffee, go up to the register to pay, and as soon as they got the cash register open, they'd throw the hot coffee in their face, snag the cash out of the register, and bolt out of the door before the cashier could even regain their composure.
I see. What a waste of coffee. You wouldn't get away from coffee? Wasting coffee? No, I would beat that bandit. Bad.
Lumpy would have been at the door blocking him before he could even turn around. Coffee? No, what?
Caffeine abuse.
Pick up your arms. I've got my coffee here. Be warned.
I mean, you know, wasting coffee like that. Maybe he had too much, and that's why the coat was pulled up over his head like that. He was freaking out.
Right.
All I can think of is Beavis and Butthead. And he pulled his t-shirt over his head.
I'm in disguise.
That was...
Cornholio.
Yep, Cornholio.
I'm Cornholio.
I am the great...
TP for my bunghole.
Yep, I am the great Cornholio. I need TP for my bunghole.
Alrighty. I guess it's time to rate the great coffee bandit. I don't know. I'll go 3.5. I'll go like right with that because I don't know. It's not. I think the police were just as dumb, if not dumber. But the police unfortunately weren't charged. Oh, nobody was charged with this one technically either.
Yeah, that's true. I think I'm going with 3.5 too.
Knowles only gives it 1 in chat.
Ooh. Knowles is a tough judge there.
Knowles is replacing Lumpy as Simon Cowell. What's Coletta give it?
4.
Omni goes 4?
4.5.
Oh my gosh, you guys are so generous. I think that's going to come in pretty close to a 4. We got a 4, a 3.5, a 3.5, and a 4.5. Quickly add that in your head and do the math. How about we open up the handy dandy calculator in Linux?
That'll work.
Oh, geez.
And go 3.5 plus 3.5 plus 4 plus 4.5 equals 15.5. So it's a 15.5. Oh, wait, never mind.
Divided by 4.
I know that. I was being silly.
Uh-huh.
That's a 3.875. See, I was right. It was closest to a 4.
Glad we got that figured out.
I salute you, sir.
So, anything else before we part? Oh, by the way, I'm Lumpy on Twitter. 818-81-INDIE is the Indian Nation voice, since I forgot to give that. Anybody got anything else?
Yeah, I'd like to tell everyone if they'd like to submit stories to us on Twitter to send them to us, and maybe we'll read them on the air.
We've done that before with listeners. That's certainly one way to get the news. I mean, Twitter is great for the news. Funny 5-year-old story?
Oh, go ahead.
The 5-year-old's looking at me as I'm putting on my shoes. He's like, Where are you going? I want to go too. And I'm like, I'm going crazy. And he's like, oh, I want to go too. I looked at him and says, kid, you're already there. You don't know it.
And then he looked confused, but shrugged it off and went and played with his toys.
Yep.
He's like, okay.
All right. On that note, there's no barking dogs in the background, no screaming kid. It's probably a good time to get out of here. We got one more. What's that, Omni?
Huh?
Huh? What's your song, Omni?
Oh, right. I'll flip in the Wu-Team. Do you want some coffee, Joe?
Yeah, and you can find him over at Mevio's Music Alley, as you can many of the music here. And that's going to do it for this week, so it's time for everybody to say goodnight.
Goodnight.
Goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
And stay tuned for the Lumpcast, which is up next. We'll catch you next week here on IndieNation.fm.
Do you want some coffee, Joe? Do you want some? gifting, and downloadable. Every day, your music delivered to you every day. Odds are we're already in your ears. Take the next step. Let us be the voices in your head.